so glad you could join me and Tiddles for some music on the patio.
On the tree, there's a promise in the breeze. There's an April shower, a budding flower, maybe all of these. Maybe it's your eyes and the message in them, telling me you feel it too. Here's a kiss, here's the ring. Maybe it's the spring, or it's just that I love you.
And his orchestra, and It's Spring Again, which they recorded in 1942 for Decca Records. The singer was Denny Dennis. Now let's hear from Jack Harris next, shall we?
All my old love, throw me, I fling. It seems to be
Kevan O'Connor singing with the Jack Harris Orchestra with another spring-themed song. This time it was It Seems to Be Spring. Jack Harris was an American who came to England in 1927, and I think it's fair to say that he went on to make many stylish recordings during his career, a career which sadly came to an end when World War II broke out. He returned home to the States and sadly never returned.
Showers when the rain stops, you're into the spirit of spring. Get a new sensation from the sun. All creation having fun. So whether you're pauper or king, go off, buy a cow, do something silly, and live love enough and willy-nilly, get him to the spirit of spring.
Lipton sang with her father's band for 3 years, but also performed with Lou Stone and Jack Hilton. Celia emigrated to America, where she married a millionaire. Like you do. But instead of retiring and enjoying a lifestyle of luxury, she continued singing and was still performing well into retirement age. Good for her. Teddy Joyce and his orchestra, The Spring Don't Mean a Thing, which was recorded in 1934 with Eve Beck as the singer. It was just a few months before her marriage to Count Eugenio Milan, after which she cut back on her career to concentrate on her new life in Italy. Let's have a 78 from a man we've already mentioned today, Jack Hilton, and this is Vienna in the Springtime.
When I see a clinging vine, I feel I want to cling. There's something in the atmosphere that makes me want to sing. Something came and got me in the spring. Through the day, I'm acting like a goose. The neighbors say I'm crazy, but they haven't any proof. I'm sitting in the cellar, but my mind is on the roof. Something came and got me in the spring. I can hear my heart keep ticking, and I wonder what it was. Feeling so romantic, picking petals, asking Daisy what I've got. Dizzy as a monkey on a string, I'm up and down because I found the sweetest little thing. She's even got me so I made a payment on the ring. Something came and got me in the spring. Thank you.
of springtime. That was Ray Noble and his orchestra telling us that something came and got me in the spring. Oh dear. I hope it wasn't anything contagious. Anyway, I'm sure you could identify the singer. It was, of course, Al Boley. Now, next up, Billy Cotton. And his band and Spring Don't Mean a Thing to Me. Old Breezy, as Mr. Cotton called him, was on vocals. Alan Breeze had trained to be an opera singer, and although he had all the talent to go into that genre, he preferred to stay with the more popular music, and in fact stayed with Billy Cotton and his band for over 40 years.
The flowers bring back all those hours
and the springtime reminds me of you. The song of a bird recalls every word and tells of the joys we knew. Though we loved for a while, too soon we had to part, and the song and your smile are forever in my heart. For the blue of the sky is the blue of your eyes, and the springtime reminds me of you.
The singer was on that record, however, I do know it was recorded for the Piccadilly label at the end of 1931 by Joey Hoey and his orchestra. No problem identifying the next singer, because there isn't one. It's Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Orpheans, and an instrumental recording of Something to Do with the Spring.
Thank you.
Henry Hall with singer Dan Donovan being proved wrong when they said that there won't be any spring. Yes, there will be. So there. But isn't it a lovely month? Everything is starting anew and has such promise. Oh, hello, Tiddles. I wondered where you got to. You're just in time to hear one of your lady singers. Orphiennes, as directed by Carol Gibbons in 1945, and it might as well be spring. Rita Williams was on vocal, much to Tiddle's delight, and Rita sang with quite a few British bands during her career, including Ivy Benson. Now let's listen to the London band, shall we? Okay then. This is from 1924 and it features some lovely violin playing from Emlyn Thomas.
Thank you. When the robin sings and he leaves his nest, and he's all dolled up in his new red vest. Oh, 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 spring is here again. When the bluebells bloom for the buzzing bees, and an airedale winks at a Pekingese. Oh, 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 spring is here again. When Johnny walks Mary home from school, carries her books for her, he's no fool. When you see the blue in the balmy skies and a far-off look in the milkman's eyes, oh, 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 spring is here again.
Thank you.
Moore making a return with the BBC Orchestra, of course. Les Allen was telling us wisely to put a little springtime in the winter of our lives, to give it its full title. It sounds very sound advice to me. Now, Ray Noble and Al Boley are next on the gramophone. Noble and Al Boley, as I said before the record, taking us to Paris in the spring of 1935. They recorded it in New York though, but it was spring. It was May in 1935. Okay, young man, how about this one from the Four Bright Sparks?
Thank you.
song of love in it everything I've been dreaming of. Melody in spring, all the world in tune, morning, night and noon, the lark his solo is singing above the hum of the bees, the trees in chorus are clinging their rustling arms to the breeze. Melody in spring, singing in my heart, lips that ever cling, arms that never part. To you, darling, let me bring love's sweet melody in the spring.
Harry Bentley, that was the Four Bright Sparks and Melody in Spring from 1934, I think it was. And the Four Bright Sparks were put together by the BBC. That's the British Broadcasting Company, or corporation as it probably was then. And they also had fame on the variety circuit. Arthur Young played the piano. Rudy Sterita was on xylophone. Harry Carr played the saxophone and Harry Sherman was on the guitar. And as I said, Harry Bentley was the vocalist there. Well, now we started our hour together with this gentleman and now let's end it with him. It's Sam Brose and his orchestra and Maybe It's Spring. Sam Brown is the singer.
In the breeze, there's an April shower, a budding flower, maybe all of these. Maybe it's your eyes and the message in them telling me you feel it too. Here's a kiss, here's the ring. Or it's just that I love.
I'm so glad that you could join us for some music on the patio. Shall we do it again next week? Oh, I do hope so. Don't you, Tiddles?
Julie sways, so light, so free. Her darling Tiddles by her knee.
The patio hums as the sun dips low. Record spinning, taking it slow.
A song so sweet, a tune so fine. Tiddles purrs, it feels divine.
The notes drift up in the evening breeze. Dancing hearts beneath the trees. Oh,
Julie and Tiddles so carefree. Lost in the songs of memories. Sing with the stars as the day fades away.
Dance through the tunes of yesterday.
Golden light falls on her smile. The music lingers for a while. Tiddles twirls round her swaying feet. Evening sun with the perfect beat. The patio glows a twilight hue. Tender whispers fill the view. Records crackle soft and bright. Music blooms into the night.
Soft paws tap, a gentle cheer.
Julie hums, the world feels near.
Swing and sway till the stars align. Tiddles and Julie, a moment divine.